We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies 1,000 deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory Lowe, what, all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just,
man, I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everyone believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the past. If you see the pastor ain't acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure. No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind efforts either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going to crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. Yeah. It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From 1 to 4. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, thank you for joining me this Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. And we got the lovely advocate and author Elizabeth Brown in the building, in the studio.
Salute, salute. Ayo, what
how
do?
You doing, queen?
Hey, it's beautiful
you
outside.
You done bought the beautiful weather in the
you
studio
know what I'm
today.
Saying?
Hey,
that's you know, all ain't all like a little sunshine.
All that hugging know? The trees is the, hey, you know, connected with the universe.
Hey, all that, you know, little hibiscus tea.
Got to let the sun shine in.
Oh, no doubt.
Now, hold
this
on.
This little heart of mine.
Since we on the subject of connected with nature.
Mm-hmm.
What's in this juice? Because you bring me this juice, and you know I'm on my health kick. You know, right. I'm on my healthy. You know
all
what
facts.
I mean? I'm trying to get the healthy lifestyle thing. I was never that type of person. I just my motto used to be, if it tastes good, it's all good, right? And then you know I started looking and understanding like the things that you put in your body, and I started reading the labels.
All facts.
Started checking out the labels. Like, hey, wait a minute. Looking at really, it was the TikTok videos and the Instagram videos. That's why they want to ban TikTok because I see a lot of information about some of the foods we eat and the ingredients on some of these things. And then you go check and you do your research. You be like, oh, snap. Like oh,
that part.
It ain't. You could be vegan and still be eating processed ideas.
Man, like, you not vegan. Matter of fact, they did a test on some vegans plus people that eat, you know, what they consider dirty. And the vegan's blood was dirtier than the people that was not vegan.
Because the pesticides and stuff.
Pesticides.
That they,
right. I mean, come on, man.
And like, then now you got to they got the little, like, where you got to look at the label to see what number it is for organic.
All facts.
And then if it's, like, GMO.
All facts.
So it's like everything now, you have to watch
everything.
What you put in your
and
body
you definitely,
right now.
I mean, either watch what you put in your body or just make sure that you fast once every season.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, spring, winter, and fall.
Right. And I'll tell you this. When I started doing my digging, I'm like, okay, we got to be extra careful because we're seeing that what we call the Food and Drug Administration.
The FDA.
Yeah, the FDA. They letting stuff come through that's banned in other countries.
Everything. Like, I mean, I don't
even
know.
The stuff we got on the shelves is banned.
What is their job?
In other countries. So how is
what is their job?
How is it not good for other people outside the United States, but we're feeding this to our families?
What's crazy to me is another state, another country, rather, have all natural ingredients.
Mm.
And the same FDA, you know, allow America to continue to poison the people.
With the allowing the toxic
and
chemical.
Then put the stamp, like a FDA stamp is
of
nothing.
Approval.
Man, I had a coworker that was from China, and he was always telling me, like, Liz, this would never go on in China. The food here, like the poisons that you guys are getting. He was like, I have stuff shipped. He was like, McDonald's, everything tastes different because all of the regulations that they have.
Mm.
So when you really think about everything, like when we talking about, you know, the peach soda that ain't really peach.
Right.
You know.
That's what they say, the flavor, and the natural flavor.
All facts. When you're talking about.
Natural and artificial flavor.
Yes. And we're talking about, right now, we're allowing our children to eat the Pop-Tarts who got, you know.
Right.
The cereal, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you even think about the food pyramid.
Yeah, they said that ain't even the right thing to eat. See, we grew up eating cereal.
Come on.
You know, when it's, especially on Saturday.
All facts.
I used to wake up early on Saturday.
Monday through Sunday.
And I used to get the cereal. I was wondering why I was jumping all over the place, you know.
And then they label you with ADHD, and now they got you on psychotropic drugs, knowing that sugar. First of all, when we're talking about they regulating you're going to jail for drugs, sugar is a drug, the most addictive.
Right.
And these are the same things. If you give a child sugar and then you expect them to go to school and sit down, I mean, make it make sense.
Yeah,
none of this makes sense.
The best meal of the day, they say, is breakfast with the lies they
tell.
I mean, we know it's lies, but what I'm saying is that when you get older and you find out, man, when I was a kid,
facts.
The milk,
yes.
the Frosted Flakes,
yes.
You know, all of this stuff. You know, and we grew up. We actually, you know, played sports.
We did.
I remember they saying that, you know, certain products that we use to quench our thirst.
Correct.
You know, like
the Gatorade.
Soda, Gatorade.
Come on.
We grew up and we, you know, didn't have.
Come on. None of that.
We played basketball. We did all that stuff.
But that we had
eating this stuff. McDonald's. We
had
McDonald's.
We had the fruit trees in our backyards. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about. You know, because when my daughter's playing basketball and I'm looking at all of the ACL, MCL tears, all of the concussions and all of the things like that, when you think about processed foods, and I'm talking about these babies growing up, because remember, we was lucky to get McDonald's.
You know what? They said it was lead poisoning in the Gerber.
Come
like
on.
Like in the baby food.
In the baby formula,
in
too.
In the baby formula. Like
facts.
It was stuff. You
still
know,
is.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is when you start doing your research and you be like, man, like, who would allow this to happen?
Facts.
And then you talk about the Food and Drug Administration. We talk about people greed of these companies, you
yes.
know, these big companies that many times are connected with the tobacco industry.
Come on.
And so it's crazy to watch how now there's more information
yes.
coming out about everything. But yet we ate this stuff. How come one eye ain't missing? You know, like I said.
Because
they was talking
the
about
mercy.
Pesticides.
The mercy.
About, right. But they was talking about pesticides and stuff. We was coming up, and I don't even think I washed my fruits and vegetables.
We didn't.
With baking soda.
Baking soda
and vinegar.
Or vinegar. Correct.
Yeah, I didn't do none of that. I'm just saying.
All correct. But again, when you think about, like I said, you know, we were lucky. Like, we'll get McDonald's probably twice a month or right. something like that because yeah, our parents
was
cooking.
It wasn't like every day.
It wasn't every day. We're talking about we're raising our children right now. They're starting at infancy, getting the chicken nuggets and the fries, right. eating the cereal, Pop-Tarts.
I was happy to get a Big Mac.
The Lunchables.
Once a month or not even once a month.
That part.
Once every two,
Matter
3 months.
Matter of fact, you go to McDonald's once a month and your mama like, I'm going to make it my own McDonald's burgers at right. home. You understand what I'm saying? So, again, when you think about what's really going on right now, all the seedless grapes, anything right. seedless is not natural. It's unnatural.
They made it in the lab.
That part.
You know what was weird? When they said that broccoli and carrots is not real natural.
Like, correct.
And I said, I watched the carrots grow in my grandma's garden. You know, like, how is that not natural? But they combine seeds
certain
together
thing, correct.
To make
yes.
the carrots and the broccoli.
Mm-hmm. Again, everything they told us was a damn lie. And like I said, my whole life going to the doctor and things like that, especially with my family, because a lot of women in my family are what the doctors consider obese for our height, for our weight, you know.
But then what they call obese.
People we paying call, for the BBLs.
What they call an obese, we call it thick.
Literally.
We make rap songs about it.
But when you think about what they tell us when we go to the doctor, as black women, that we're considered obese due to the fact that we 5'5 and 145, 150
but it's
and
all
not
solid
105.
Though.
It's all in the right places. However, to be told
when
your
that
whole life that you
fall again, when you eating cornbread and black-eyed peas and pinto beans.
The neck
you know,
bones,
and getting the
you
neck bone with the yams, you know,
all
it's going to go, it's going to fall all in
all
the right
facts.
Place.
But what I'm saying, the things that people paying for, the BBLs, we've been told our whole life that, you know, we were obese due to this metric system that is clearly set up for, you know, European women and not black women. But in totality, what I'm saying is overall, when we talk about the FDA, I just want to know what is their job? Because we're being poisoned every day, and that stamp is on there.
Mm. Hey, look, all I'm saying is I'm just being more conscious
Facts,
of what I'm putting in my body because thank God for social media if you're using it right.
Facts.
You know? And there are some good content makers talking about health.
Several.
Talking about, you know, do your research
yes.
on this and that. I mean, everything, sometimes they'll try to say that the truth, maybe they'll try to, when you hear the real truth, they'll try to say it's a conspiracy theory.
Correct.
Then years
well,
later,
we learned.
Then later, even with the shot, a lot of the things that people was talking about, the shot,
yeah.
they said it was all conspiracy.
They sure did.
Now, you know, the people.
It's real life.
You know, now it's, oh, this is what's happening.
That yeah. part.
But when it first was talked about, it was a conspiracy.
Oh, a fact.
Now it's coming out that those so-called conspiracies
was real
were
life.
Actually real.
Yes.
You know, and this is how they throw you off.
Yep.
You know, but this is why I tell people to do your research.
Yes.
If you hear something, just go do a little research.
Do your
you know,
research.
Do a little research.
All facts.
And try to understand what's happening. And I think a lot of times people reject information.
They do.
And I think that when you reject information because it doesn't fit
your narrative.
Agenda,
yeah.
that's deadly.
And see, the thing is,
that's self-harm. You're doing self-harm to yourself by not doing research and understanding why you think the way you think.
Facts, especially knowing that everything they told us was at our detriment,
right.
you know. And so the bottom line is, like we're telling people all the way across the board, you know, anytime a person come to you and tell you that you can only choose two things and they never tell you that you can choose you.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're never part of that equation. You always there. Just like there's a million and one ways to skin a cat, there's a million and one ways to get what it is that you need. So you doing what's in the best of your interest. So when I got into the herbs and things like that, it's because my grandmother and my mother, like, they always, you know, push those herbs and things like that versus, you know, medication, you know, because that's a long time addiction. And you paying for death because every time you read a label, for one, it's helping your kidneys, but it's killing your liver.
And then you got, like, the dyes, that the food dyes that's banned in other countries that they're using. And then they said that it was, like, the certain pesticides that
yes.
they use on the vegetables,
yeah.
that, you know, when they grow the vegetables, mm-hmm. they come into
but not on that.
The weed killer and all that stuff.
Chemtrails.
Well, yeah, and they saying that. They used to say that that was a conspiracy theory.
The weed killer, because, again, you're putting the weed killer to have a pretty grass, which dandelion, like, if you boil a dandelion, like, the dandelions that's in your yard is really good for your heart, your blood. Like, you can
they
make...
They even sell it in the stores. You
correct.
Can go get dandelion.
But you can make your own. Pick it out. Right. Pick it out your yard. Clean it really good.
Wait put a minute. It in hold a, on. I got told... I remember one time when it was early spring, like right now, all the dandelions was growing, yeah. and I went and got grandma a bouquet.
With all the...
All the, you know, I thought,
all the ants.
You know, I brought her in, like, the bouquet of dandelions.
Yeah.
And grandma, oh, baby! Thank you, baby! You know, and then she threw it in the garden.
That
you know?
Part.
But the thing is, you know, we grew up to believe that the dandelions just was weeds almost.
Well, you know, my grandmother was from Arkansas, and we knew that you can take these dandelions, clean them, cut them up, put them in a mason jar, add some, you know, 80, 90%, 100% vodka, allow it to sit a certain period of time, and then you take, you know, teaspoons of that, which automatically gonna regulate certain things.
Dandelion
you know
juice.
All facts, you know? Yes. You know.
Hey. So wait a minute. So what's in this this drink, this concoction? Like, y'all watching live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. I'm gonna hold this concoction up because Liz got the concoction. She make this little fruit thing.
Yeah.
And it got different stuff in there that's healthy. You know, so
yes.
I mean, without giving out all the recipe, because we don't want nobody trying to steal the homemade
it's
homemade recipe so they can go and sell it. But I drink this juice, and I'm trusting you to have, you know,
something powerful. What happened when you were sick and you drank the juice?
Oh, when I drank, I felt like Popeye eating the spinach. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
But the main key.
The muscle started popping out.
It don't matter what ingredients you use or herbs that you use. It's the fact that you put love in it. So mm-hmm. I pray over everything, you know, as I'm preparing it, mm-hmm. you know, putting, you know, those high energy that frequency in there, but
good chia energy.
Chia seeds is in there. You have that. You have blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, kiwi, apple. Like, you know, I switch it up. It depends. You know, oranges, ginger root.
And then, so these are
agave.
All, you know, herbs that do a certain thing
yeah.
when we taste it and we put it in our bodies.
Yes.
But it's so important to understand how our body truly works.
Facts.
Because I was telling somebody, it's dialysis places popping up all
look.
Over the hood.
Come on.
All over the community. Like,
yes.
And so when I paid a visit, I went over there to look, and I was like, man, it's a lot of people that look like me in here.
Look here, when I tell you, when they said the pre-existing conditions when it came to, you know, the pandemic, they know that these foods, after a certain period of time, cause your body to do a breakdown. You know, when they talk about cancer and the cells, the tumors group it up because your body is trying to get rid of it. Mm. You have to make sure that your lymph nodes and everything is draining properly. You have to make sure you have the exercise. You have to make sure that you get in sunlight
mm-hmm.
because we are naturally plants.
Right.
You know? So when I put the colloidal silver inside the smoothie that you have, black seed oil.
The wormwood,
yes. Like, it's a whole plethora. You know, it's a concoction that I put together because it also help you have, you know, natural bowel movements and things
right.
like that.
I've been regular. Hey, Puff. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown in the studio.
Hey.
A suspect in a hit-and-run crash that killed a four-year-old girl in Milwaukee on Tuesday morning was arrested Tuesday evening, according to Milwaukee police. A 31-year-old suspect in a hit-and-run crash has been taken into custody. Let's listen.
Hold on,
okay,
the ad's not
okay, done. The ad's not done. But there was an arrest. Police are reporting. And that was a quick turnaround.
Yes.
That was definitely a quick turnaround on this situation. And salute to the Milwaukee Police Department for getting this done.
No doubt. And I'm quite sure, you know, to the community as well. Because it just shows that, you know, we're all on the same page, even though, you know, sometimes we take different routes.
And to me, when we talk about this is what has to happen.
All facts.
We have to come together. And, you know, if somebody's out here being reckless with life, innocent life, like to me, it's our duty. Sometimes we got to take on some of this responsibility as well. I know there's a lot of things that's being mismanaged. I know it's a lot of things that we raise an eyebrow about.
Yes.
But many times we got to also take that eyebrow and look in the mirror.
That part.
And raise that eyebrow at the person in the mirror, too.
And it's righteous to do that first.
And we got to make sure that we are doing our part to make the community progress as well. Our community.
I agree.
I guess we got the video ready.
But we begin breaking news tonight. This coming after one person arrested for a hit-and-run crash that killed a four-year-old Milwaukee girl this morning. It comes after a police chase that ended in Wauwatosa. We're taking a look at the scene just after 9 o'clock this evening at 72nd and North Avenue. We expect charges in the next few days. Meanwhile, tonight, family is remembering the little girl killed this morning.
Oh, Connie, she's sweet. She the most nicest person you can meet. She's a lover.
Well, the family says that four-year-old was fun, lovable, and a ball of energy. The little girl you see in the images behind me, she was simply walking with her mother, running an errand, when steps from their apartment building, they were struck by a car. Her mother was seriously hurt, rushed to the hospital. The little girl did not survive. Now that crash happened around 11:30 this morning near Titonia and Vera. That's where Megan Lee met with the victim's cousin. She filed this report earlier.
This ain't it. Gotta do better. Gotta do better, for real.
Jacinda Willis was out near Titonia and Vera searching for answers with family after her cousins were struck by a hit-and-run driver while crossing the street Tuesday morning.
I'm angry.
As Willis wiped her tears, she talked to me about her cousin Gloria Himes, who's in the hospital with broken bones. And Gloria's beautiful four-year-old girl, Zekani, was killed in this senseless crash.
Oh, Connie, she's sweet. She the most nicest person you can meet. She's a lover.
Family and neighbors tell me the two of them lived over here in this apartment complex, and they could frequently be found right here in this area. I'm told crossing Titonia was part of their everyday life.
She's a kid, and my cousin, they don't deserve that. They were just walking to go get them something.
Willis was just with her cousins just days ago.
We just went to Chuck E. Cheese not too long ago. Really, we just went Friday.
They took this picture together while celebrating her own daughter's birthday.
She asked where Connie was earlier, and that's when we first found out, and it kind of hit kind of hard.
Willis says what's hitting really hard is that the driver left the scene.
I will hope if you have the right sense that you would do what's right.
Oh,
because
wow.
We're hurting. We're hurting really bad.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, this is what just, I got a daughter, you know, when things happen like this, you know, it just makes my stomach turn.
Yeah.
To know that you could be going to do your regular routine and be affected by somebody who's out here careless and reckless.
Yes. And that's the sad, sad and sick reality of the world. I send my prayers to this mother who is not only trying to heal, recover,
right,
But because ain't no recovering not ever having your child again, you know.
And when we talk about the young people in this community and the things that we're trying to do to make sure that they have a better life here in the city of Milwaukee, this carelessness behind the wheel is an issue.
Above and beyond an issue. In the city of Milwaukee, we have so many issues.
Right.
You know, the ills of this community, again, there's no excuse. There's no excuse at this point. We're talking about anytime innocent people is losing their lives or suffering, there is no excuse outside of the fact that we have to become more humane.
Yeah. Well, look, when we come back, we'll have the Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report with Benjamin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
Hey, look, we got comedian Earthquake, stand-up comic, and actor on the lines, the legendary Earthquake on the lines. How you doing, Earthquake?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Last night was outstanding. I went to the premiere of a new movie that I am with Jerry Seinfeld directing called Unfrosted. It drops this Friday on Netflix. But I will be in the great city of Milwaukee, two shows on Saturday. So get me while I'm cheap.
You'll be at the Improv Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. If you want to get your tickets, go to improv.com/Milwaukee tickets. Get your tickets to see Earthquake. Hey, I appreciate you for coming on the show because you've been making your rounds this year. How's the circuit been for the comedy this year? I mean, after Cat Williams, it seems like everybody's paying attention to the comedy circuit.
Well, it's always been good, you know. We are the third eye. We make you laugh. We're there to relieve the stress. And, you know, everybody's doing well, you know. So it's a great time to be a comedian if you're funny.
Now, Earthquake, this is your boy Benjamin. And I got a few questions that I would like to ask you, especially when it comes down to you not just only being a comedian, but also being an actor as well. When it comes down to the roles that you decide and choose in acting in these movies, what do you want people to remember from your appearances in these films?
Well, you know, I'm more of a movie star than an actor. An actor is a person that you give content to. A movie star is a person that you build content around. What I'm just trying to do right now is get small parts in big movies, you know what I mean, and expand my base on it, and everywhere that's in that fictitious realm, be Earthquake in that fictitious realm. So what would Earthquake do if he was on the moon? What if Earthquake was there if he was in there fighting Godzilla, just playing and doing me and expanding my brand and, you know, having a good time at it. You know, that's what I am into. So I've been doing more of that more than anything.
Would you ever consider a serious role? Because and what I mean by that, Earthquake, is because one thing that I do know about comedians is there's the funny side and there's the dark side that that a lot of comedians hold with inside of them. So a lot of times when you see a Eddie Murphy, he may do a movie Life, which is a much more serious role, and then also be able to give you a Nutty Professor, you know, the Clumps. So have you ever thought about that for yourself?
Yeah, as long as I see it, you know, I got to relate to it. I mean, if I relate to it, I'm with it, and that's what I'm really looking for. One thing that's relatable to me and that I can see, but of course, yeah, That's what I'm doing right now. I'm developing my own TV show for mm-hmm. Warner Brothers. I am also, you know, I'm working on an animated show mm-hmm. about when I was in the military. So I'm having some dramatic parts and things, but I'm just expanding the Earthquake brand. You know, the funny part of it, just expanding more than just stand up.
So, Earthquake, this is your girl, Noni Juice. I know it's plenty of voices up in here, but, you know, we love to talk to you.
I know you, baby mama. I hear you, baby mama. I expect you to see you when I get in town. I need you to bring them wings and everything. Don't be shy.
Okay, yeah, you know I'm going to have to come to the show. I'm definitely going to have to come to the show.
What do you mean by that?
But when it comes to just all the things that you're saying that you're doing, and you know, you've been in movies, you've been in the game for a super long time. Now you got your animations you're trying to get popping off. Is there anything that you haven't done yet that you want to make sure that you do?
No, if the check right, Quake there every night. So whatever way God takes me, and it's properly compensated, and it's not work. Because, you know, quality of life is very important to me. You know, I only do things that I'm good at. So I don't believe that other type of thing. So as long as it's open, and, you know, just to tell you, just to turn on that, you know, pivot on that. I went to see Cedric the Entertainer. They're in Vegas right now, and I recommend anybody, if you want a good date, a date night with your woman, you want to impress, to see Toni Braxton and Cedric the Entertainer. And what I mean by that, Ced is up there singing, dancing, and I'm like, okay, what? One day I would love to do something. Like, oh man, it's outstanding, brother.
Wow.
It's Toni Braxton and Cedric the Entertainer. It's called Love. It's called Love and Laughter Tour. They got a residency in Vegas, and it's beautiful, man.
Oh, that's powerful.
You sit back, yeah, man. You see a brother that's got a Vegas show, that's a comedian, that's a friend of yours, mm-hmm. and living his best life. And that's what all life is about, quality of life, man. Keep your spirits up, because when it's your time, it's your time. So you want to do the best in Baltimore, you fall and ride till the wheels fall off, and he is doing it. So to answer your question, baby mama, I'm going to do whatever thing that makes Bruh. Me happy off of it, just entertain it. And you might see me on Broadway one day.
That would be dope. And, you know, that's actually really dope for Cedric to be on tour with. You said Toni, right? Toni Braxton?
Toni Braxton, yeah.
Yes.
At the Cosmo. Yes, it's a beautiful show. I went for the opening night. Celebrate his birthday this past weekend in Vegas, and when I tell you it was worth it, Joe's Toni singing all her hits, and they switching from him singing and Toni telling jokes. She was corny, but it was funny.
No, I love that. I absolutely love that, because I was just thinking not too long ago that, you know, when it comes to a tour, I think we should mix up the different type of acts that can be on tour. You know, I don't think maybe it should just be all rappers or, you know, all singers. Why don't we mix it up with some dancers and get some comedians on a tour? So that's really dope that they're doing that. I didn't even know that they were in Vegas with that. But when it comes to comedy and how much it has evolved, where do you see your role playing in the future of where comedy is going?
Authenticator. I think my role is authenticator. Remembering that we're here to make other people feel better. Laughter is essential for a good time. You can never have a good time without laughing. You can never tell a story about you having a good time without laughter included. And that's important, man. So, you know, to tell these comedians, if you want to be a shock jock, you want to be this or that, it's cool, but make sure you got some jokes with it. If you're going to fall under the banner of being a comedian, it got to be funny. You old dude being upset in your older age, man. Come on now.
I got a question for you, Earthquake. I need you to react to something. It's a show on Netflix. They redid Good Times in the animation. And a lot of people, I don't know if you watched it or not.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Can I get your opinion of this? Because a lot of people feel like it was filled with stereotypes and it's far from the original Good Times that we know.
See, I wouldn't have a problem with stereotypes if it was funny, you know, because if you really look at Family Guy, they go whatever way they go, and the population that they talk about don't get upset. The problem I have with ours is, I mean, if you're going to do a stereotype, we're more sophisticated, we're more monolithic. pick what's funny. Get some funny stuff than the low-hanging fruit,
right?
Which ain't funny.
It's like gutter. It's almost like gutter comedy.
Yeah, it's gutter. Yeah, it's like a knock-knock joke. That's the most sophisticated you could do. We're better than that. You know what I mean? We can laugh at ourselves, but make sure that we're laughing at ourselves and you're not laughing at us.
Right.
And that's the problem I have. You know what I mean? When my people look at you and get the sense we're being laughed at, then that's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you need for the audience that you are going to talk about, please at least run it by them and tell them how I feel before you release it.
I agree.
It's a focus group. You know what I'm saying? Bring some brothers in there, give them some blunts, put it on there, and let them feel it. They're going to come out there and tell you.
Look, I was offended. I thought that whoever put this out, I think we have every right to feel that especially when it's about the black family. Like you said, they could have picked a better angle with the comedy. It just was too gutted to me. Like we're being laughed at, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, if you feel that way, then I mean you have a problem. And I know the system. I mean, you got to retool it, bring in different writers. Say we did a focus group of some brothers in Milwaukee who know their comedy and said, this sucks. This is offensive. And then come back and rewrite it and do it again. So that's where we at.
No,
you know what I mean? So, that's where we at with it. Especially when you're going behind something that's so monumental to our community.
Right.
Times with our show, that was a lot.
Right.
James Evans was a lot of not about fathers when we didn't have fathers. So you just can't make James look like a bum. You talk about my daddy now.
And no, that's so crazy, Earthquake. So basically, you don't mind a good racist joke. Like if it's a good racist joke and you can laugh at it, it's all good.
Well, it has to have. So as long as it's not said out of hate, out of being harsh. You know what I mean? It ain't what you say, it's how you say it, and what's the content of what you say. That's what it's all about, man. That's why I don't worry about being politically correct, because I never write a joke out of anger or try to. It kills your population. Why would you want to make a joke that offends a person? That's not the objective.
Right. See,
so, that's where I'm at.
See, and that's what I wanted to ask you, Earthquake, because, I mean, you really an OG in all of this. Like, you were here in the times where comedy, it was just, you go up there, you do your set, and nobody really, I'm not going to say nobody cared what you said, but nobody got offended.
You didn't get canceled.
Yeah, you didn't get canceled. Now we're here in 2024. You know, you got the LGBTQ community over here. You got so many different people who get riled up at a joke. What's your take on this? Because people want to cancel people just for them speaking
truth. They didn't cancel the comedians when they were saying the N-word.
Yeah, so it's so crazy right now, Earthquake. But how do you feel about all this right now in this time?
Well, you got to understand the dynamics of it. Some people wake up in the morning just to find reason to be assaulted. You can't do that. I mean, you can't fight that. Certain people just look, who insulted me today? You know, they just want to be the victim. They want to sit there. I'm sorry to say it. And secondly, as a comedian, you got to understand, there is no joke you can tell that ain't going to offend somebody. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's no such thing. You talk about people that work at 7-Eleven, who ain't smart, and then they like people that work at 7-Eleven is offended, who is smart. So it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just gotta understand that. And so that's just coming along with the territory. But again, if you're not writing a joke, to be demeaning purposely to somebody, you'll be all right. Because it's just a joke. And you have to tell them like I tell them. You need to move on with your life when a clown can offend you enough that you need to address him.
Mm.
I'm a clown.
And
hey. That's your pastor.
No, I feel that, Earthquake. With that being said, what's some advice that you would actually give some of the up-and-coming, new comedians, especially out here in Milwaukee? Like, a lot of people are trending on TikTok or they're trending on Instagram. You know, they're making the one-minute reels. But what advice would you give somebody?
How can they make some money?
Make some money and then ultimately just extend the one-minute reel into, actually performing a live set? Because I know those two things are vastly different.
Well, what I tell them, just be authentic. They already got an earthquake. Mm. Don't try to be earthquake one, earthquake two, earthquake three. Be you. That's the strength of your being a comedian or an entertainer.
Yeah.
You being authentic because there's only one you. And if you're getting into this business other than, you know, to make people laugh, or you just getting in it to make some money, man, it's a lonely business, man. Mm. This is a business. This ain't for the faint of heart. If you're going to be a comedian, you must understand, you better like yourself. You better love being around yourself because you're going to be by yourself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot on your own. So if you need other people around you for your happiness, and you need other people around you to motivate you, and you need other people around here to crowd on it, this ain't the job for you, player pimp.
This is a
solo job and solo motivator.
What were some of those moments like for you, Earthquake? Because, again, I mean, you're a comedian. Your main job is to go out there and make people laugh. But what's going on inside internally with you a lot of times? Because I know you're not always laughing. What was some of those dark times like for you, and how did you get through those things?
Well, I'm a strong believer of God. And second of all, I love being by myself.
Mm.
I like being around good company, and that's me. So I love it, man. I'm a kind of person that can stay in my house for a whole weekend and be perfectly fine if I don't see another human being. That's just who I am. I'm a solo artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never played group sports ever. I never was a part of that. I'm a golfer. I'm a tennis player. I'm an individual. So it's for me, it works out who you are. And this is not made for everybody. Again, if you really into this job and this is who you are, it makes you stronger, not weaker. You know what I mean? And see, getting on stage is therapeutic for me. When I got a problem, instead of laying on the couch paying a dude $100 an hour, psychiatrist or therapist to go over my problems, I stand on stage and talk to people about my problems and let it go and get compensated for it. So that's my therapy. It's therapeutic for me.
Hey, I feel that.
So with you coming into town this weekend, and again, you will be at the Milwaukee Improv, okay, Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. What can people expect from your set, okay? Because I know you're going to switch it up from what you usually do or not, you know, but what can people really expect from what you are going to give them this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there this Friday and this Saturday. I'm going to be there Sunday. But what they can expect, what they always can expect when they see an Earthquake show, 100% ignorant. ignorant at its highest level of activity, of ignorance. And constant jokes coming at you back to back and having a good time. And what I tell people all the time, leave your problems at the door. Come inside, have your favorite drink, some wings, some food, and pick your problems up when you leave because they'll be waiting for you. So you might as well come on there, have a good time. And it's a perfect first date, women. I keep telling you, if I can't tell you nothing else through this show, going to a comedy show is a perfect first date because the man can talk to you. You can drink, you can eat, put it on his bill, and you can tell what kind of man you're dealing with based upon the jokes he laughs at.
Mm. I like that.
Comedy and chill.
Yeah, comedy and chill. You ain't got to ask him all the questions. Just see what he laughs at.
What's
if he
game?
Don't laugh at certain things, yeah. He like, a dude up there talking about, I don't never want to take care of no woman. And he like, yeah, I hear that. Then you know you're with the wrong person.
I'm just not going to sit in the front. I'm just not going to sit in the front because sometimes y'all comedians get to talking about people when they sit up close.
Yeah, that's comedians that don't have no show.
Oh.
Low key, though. Hey,
Milwaukee, hey, look, we got Earthquake on the lines. He's going to be at the Milwaukee Improv Saturday, May 4th, Sunday, May 5th. Visit improv.com/Milwaukee for tickets. Hey, look, we appreciate you for coming through. What do you want to say to the city of Milwaukee?
I want to tell Milwaukee, man, I look forward to seeing y'all, man. I'm pulling for your team. You know, two of your best players are out the bus. And, man, come on out here this weekend, man, and laugh and give your face something to do. So we can have a good time, man. I look forward to both shows. We still got some tickets. available. You better come get me while I'm cheap. You know what I mean? Up in front. And after the show, I do be outside shaking hands, taking pictures, selling T-shirts. So you'll get to meet me, too, if you want to. Two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday. I want to thank y'all, man. I love y'all, man. Keep being positive out here, man. And God's will, I will see you Friday.
Hey, look, I'll see you at the show. I appreciate you for coming through. Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report with Benjamin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Stay always locked. Keeping it juicy, y'all.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.